Jiggling your baby to stop the crying can be dangerous and make your baby cry more.
Have you ever noticed how parents try to stop their baby from crying by walking around and jiggling or bouncing their baby up and down? A lot of times it works, but sometimes shaking or jiggling can actually upset your baby even more, and your baby can be easily hurt if the shaking becomes too lively. So what's too lively for a baby? When you jiggle your baby, you usually move his body up and down about 2 to 3 inches, 50 to 100 times a minute, depending on how fast you jiggle him. So how could that possibly hurt him? You remember when you were little, how you saw things as being much bigger than they look to you now? Have you ever gone back and visited a house you lived in when you were a child? Did the house shrink? Did it look smaller than you remember it being? Your baby is 4 to 5 times shorter and smaller than you are. He sees the same objects you see as being 4 to 5 times bigger than you'd see the same objects. For example, if you place a baseball in your baby's hands, it looks as big as a basketball-sized baseball would look in yours. To your baby, you look like a 20-foot-tall giant. He also feels movement and motion 4 to 5 times greater than you feel the same motion. Even when you gently jiggle your baby, it feels to him like you would feel if you were bounced up and down by a 20-foot-tall giant, 8 to 12 inches, 50 to 100 times a minute. So what if you have an upset stomach and your 20-foot-tall giant parent chooses to bounce you up and down to calm you to stop the crying? Rather than help stop the crying, it just might make the crying worse. Jiggling can also be dangerous. When frustrated parents starts thinking more might be better, when the gentle jiggling doesn't stop the crying and they try shaking the baby harder and faster. Shaking your baby harder and faster can easily frighten or hurt your baby if you don't keep in mind how small and fragile she really is and how she feels the jiggling. I think it's better to calm your crying baby by holding her close to you and making her feel safe and secure. I tried gently patting her on her back to help release any gas that might be causing her pain.